All right, and there that goes. Well, that's a little belligerent there. All right, maybe a little less belligerent. Indeed, neighbor.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconforming sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the Wine Cellar.
This show is fucked up. This show is fucked up.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the Wine Cellar. Who took my glass?
I'll give you until I've finished my cuppa, and I'm fucking thirsty.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant, and I only take bubble baths.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
I'll give you until I've finished my cuppa, and I'm fucking thirsty.
All right. Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Kaliter, the Uppity Negress. Follow on the Twitters, Uppity Negress. Phoenix McColored Woman. Not funny.
Kind of funny.
Not funny.
It was a little funny.
Cis hetero man speaking, therefore not funny.
Yeah, okay.
You over here thinking stuff is joke-defied.
Yes.
You're acting like it's...
You are listening to White on White Crime.
And you're not.
I could be.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday.
It's not Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
It's not Tuesday.
Fact-based fact. It doesn't matter what day it is.
Uh-huh. Negroes doing Negro stuff.
That is happening.
Okay.
Keep being black and shit.
Oh, is that on the screen?
It wasn't at that moment.
Ah.
But if I see it, I'm gonna... yeah.
Shout it out.
Shout it out.
And stand up for your rights. All right. I follow a white trans woman on the privately owned social media. I follow a lot of trans niggas. Like, I'd be forgetting that shit. Like, so, like, sometimes it'll be a hot day where, like several trans folk post some shit. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Because, I mean, how the fuck am I going to know what niggas is talking about if I don't follow their shit? You know, so, this is Maddie Stump again. Like, I think Maddie Stump is, like, the most vocal. But Maddie Stump is also, like, fucking, like, really educated. And, you know, I guess in turn, like, is sort of socializing that to be an educator, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and appears to come from a shiny bag of shekels in the background there. A little class privilege on that end. And I checked that cat out. And they posted a screenshot from a Quinnipiac poll that you can find. I don't know much about these polls, how many people. But, you know, like, I could draw something from it. Like, just my own thoughts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's about the Blasey Ford. I don't know if it's Blasey or Blasey.
I don't know.
Because I hear people say it both ways.
Yeah.
And
they surveyed 1,100 people.
Right. And I guess I'm too... That's probably fair, right? Like, that's a legitimate poll.
Yeah.
While it's me, I'm like, no, you need to get, like, 2 million. You know, I'd be illin.
So yeah, that's just not feasible, really.
Yeah, it is. It just takes longer. Take the funding from billionaires. If billionaires didn't exist, there'd be more money for robust studies.
You know, somebody made a tweet about that. They said something like, we should make a game show where somebody needs something funded for healthcare, and you just grab a random billionaire and dangle them over a shark tank until they give up all their money.
That's legit.
I'm okay with that kind of game show.
Fuck. You know what? I think a lot of them would just go with the Shark Tank.
I don't think so.
Their last act of cruelty.
I don't think. Yeah, but then they're dead. We can still take the money anyway. Like, either way, we win. We win.
Just let them be injured so they can see us take the money. That's the thing. I don't want them to die happy. Billionaires shouldn't get to die happy. Fuck that.
They should just get to die.
Yeah, they are the ultimate institutional oppressors. Now, this shit is Dr. Blasey Ford, or Blasey, or if you're an asshole like Limbaugh, Blase. Mm. Like, he calls her Blase, Blase.
Oh, of course he does.
Yeah. And Bad Boy Brett. And there's several in this, and one of them is Believe Blasey Ford or Believe Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm looking at, and, like, just generic, general black people, 83% believe Blasey Ford.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm looking at men, general men, 32% believe Blasey Ford, to 57% believe Bad Boy Brett.
Mm-hmm.
While 10 are saying, I don't really know. I ain't sure. And then I'm like, well, that might cross up. But then Phoenix Cleeter's like, you do remember there aren't that many black people, right, William? That's how she talks.
I don't talk like that.
She's not on the microphone.
What?
Or sometimes she talks like Gilbert Gottfried. That's her thing. That's what she's into.
What?
Yeah. These are the facts.
Affleck.
Yep. That's the last thing he was known for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking, I'm looking, I'm like 83% of black people, like, and I'm like, that's got to be a blend up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where a good portion of that is just partisan.
Right.
Where it's just like, well, I'm just with the Democrats on it.
Right.
And then another portion of that, I don't think it's that much, you know, because I don't really know. Because the vocal niggas that we see yelling this shit, we don't know how many they are. We just know how loud they are.
Right.
Is the niggas that suddenly care a lot about white men committing rape because of Cosby.
That's entirely possible.
And quite frank, I wanted to put this in a post, Facebooks or WordPress, wherever I can post it. Most likely to Facebooks. And I don't think these niggas actually ever gave that much of a blue fuck about Bill Cosby ever until they saw black feminists saying consent matters and he's a rapist and cancel him and that. Mm-hmm. And then it's just been disagree with the black feminists gone too far. Kind of like fucking right-wingers with, you're being too politically correct, and then that shit turns into Milo Yiggy Yappermouth defending pedophiles on Joe Rogan's platform.
Right.
You know, like, it just, like, it was just, I just want to disagree with them, and then you just went so far that, like, now all of a sudden, niggas that are patriarchal as shit and support rape culture are suddenly against white men raping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, y'all niggas done fucked around and turned into white feminists. You hate black women so much you turned into a white feminist, son.
Well, I also wonder if there's like that, I just forgot what it's called now. Benevolent sexism, right? Because she is a white woman. Like, if he'd been accused of raping a black woman, I would just be curious to see, or attempting to rape in this case.
Hmm.
If he had been accused of attempting to rape a black woman, I would just like to see where those poll numbers would be among black male demographics.
And among that vocal probable minority we riffed on, they'd be following Tariq Nasheed saying it's bedwinching gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that rape culture phrase and slut-shaming rape culture phrase, bedwinching, I put up a little satire piece. You might want to check it out. It's on thewinecellarmedia.com, and I copied and pasted the text to the Facebooks with the link. And it's a little Hotep satire piece about niggas defending Cosby. Had a good time. And it might be one of those posts that gets away from me. and literally gets away from me, because, like, you know how you see a number of shares and then you click on it, but most of them are shared to friends only posts.
Yes.
See, I have no idea what niggas is talking about your post. And it's just, yes, like, just critique me in public. I can take it. Like, I choose.
Yeah, but they might not be able to take your response.
Yeah, but I don't know who's sharing it also. That's another thing. Yeah, like, it could be, like, it might just be, like, these hotep niggas sharing it. That's like, look at this simp.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck. Yes. Or they don't even know it's satire.
Right. Whew, that's unfortunate.
They're like, oh, I hate when I gotta babysit my kids, too. And so, yeah, you might want to check that shit out. I have not taken a look to see if there's anything going on in the archive chat space.
Oh, you still haven't changed your background picture.
For what?
For your screen lock on your phone. You keep being like, I'm gonna change that.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, it's my injured face.
Yes.
Yeah, Phoenix Kalita took the stitches out.
I did.
Yay. All right, let's see.
I learned that in wife school, actually.
Take the man's stitches out.
Yes, that's the idea.
All right, we'll go ahead and share this face booze live to Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, and the Reading in the Shade page on the face booze, and take a look. And it looks like Lucifera has said, quote, that was awesome, William, love that. Oh yeah, the comedy posting. Yes, thank you, player. And there is Fallon Matthew from FallonKitty.com posted up in the joint. Fallon Matthew, nigga about to fucking get all the education. Nigga gonna get like fucking 5 PhDs?
Yes.
Yeah? Before nigga 30, right?
Yeah.
God damn. Like, everyone in Fallon posted shit. I'm like, fuck, I didn't do anything with my life. Shit. Fallon has books.
Yeah.
Fallon has books, nigga. I got some old raps I wrote in the basement. I wrote them with Bic pens.
Yes, and only Bic pens, you fucking weirdo.
See, I think Fallon's got another book on the way.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm training a new employee. I got that. You know? They let me use the tablet at work now. Doing big things. Big things. Hey, Jesus Christ. All right, this is your show. You've got the news.
All right, so some headlines, I think. I don't remember. Did I say it or not about the four white supremacists who got charged for Charlottesville? Did I say that yesterday?
Man, I don't know.
I don't remember, so I'm just going to, real quick. Four California men have been described by prosecutors as members of a militant white supremacist group, were arrested last Tuesday on charges of instigating violence during the white nationalist rally that turned deadly in Charlottesville, Virginia. By the way, I like that the news outlets are actually calling this a white nationalist rally. Oh, shut up. I don't want the video. The criminal complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in Charlottesville charged each of the four, Benjamin Drake Daly, age 25, Michael Paul Macellus, age 29, Thomas Walter Gillen, age 34, and Colin Evan White, age 24, with violating federal riot statutes and conspiracy to riot. Each defendant faces 10 years in prison if convicted of both counts. Pleas have not yet been entered. So that's going on. Just, you know, yeah. And then I have this fucking Tucker Carlson story that I'm not going to do. Thanks, Paradise. I don't know if y'all been paying attention to Melania Trump. She's been going throughout Africa, helping children read and shit, whatever the fuck she's doing. She's currently in Malawi, and she spent Thursday afternoon in Africa promoting the work of the U.S. International Development Agency, whose funding has been twice proposed to be slashed by her husband, President Donald Trump. So, I don't know. She's here on behalf of the U.S. Agency for International Development that might be losing its funding the next time we make a budget.
This shit is like... So it's like it's the truth about McMurica. Like, I think Trump will still skin in my lifetime of actually knowing what a president is and all that. Mm-hmm. It's like Trump will still skin is the most honest representation of McMurica.
Yes.
But at the same time, because it's the truth so blatant that it is like you have to put not the onion on everything. Mm-hmm. They are satirical in the shit. Like, you look at Melania... Hey, I know, going with look at, right? That's fucking, but you look at their situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly a business deal.
Right.
And then the fact that he's still getting his hair colored yellow. Right? His shit ain't naturally still yellow.
Right.
Like, yeah, he really...
Hers probably isn't brown either.
Huh. I don't know how old she is. I know he's in his 70s.
I think she's, like, in her 40s.
In her 40s? Oh, is that when folks start graying it up?
I'm not even 40 and my shit's gray.
Say word. I don't know. Mine's not. And I'm only 2 years younger than you.
Okay, shut up, Team Plantation Graduation.
What? She's hating.
So, yeah, I just, you know, it's, she said, quote, I wanted to be here for the successful programs that the United States is providing the children, and thank you for everything you've done. She said at a book donation ceremony. I mean, we're going to cut their funding, so I guess fucking enjoy it while it lasts this year, kids. All right. But yeah, that's just America being America. If you are at any Fight for 15 rallies, please be careful. There was one in Flint, Michigan, and a pickup truck apparently intentionally slammed into a crowd of protesters, injuring 9 people.
Jesus.
Be fucking careful out there. Also at this particular protest was the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Gretchen Whitmer, who was with participants who were demanding a higher minimum wage. So they haven't arrested anybody yet. I don't even know if they have like a strong suspect yet, but be fucking careful when you're protesting, please.
So this was not the McDonald's one. This is a different one?
This one doesn't sound like it was McDonald's specific. This was just a general Fight for 15, which probably included a lot of people from McDonald's.
Okay, so I covered one from McDonald's when I read more about it. Like the, it looked like they said like the driver was shaken up. I still don't know. It's hard to believe that you didn't do it on purpose because of... I mean, when you look at shit like Standing Rock and other shits where people have recently been hit by
fire.
Yeah, hit by on purpose. It's like, well, now precedent has been set in these times. I'm sure motherfuckers been hit on purpose before.
Well, also, weren't a few senators trying to pass bills that said it was okay to hit protesters?
Damn it. So much shit be going on.
All the time.
And I know that one. That's just like how there was one in Florida. One of the fuckers, not Florida, but a Florida person. I think they were in the Senate, not Congress. Mm-hmm. And they were one of the people that voted for one of those bills that welfare recipients need to be drug tested. And that cat got busted copping cocaine.
That happened like twice.
Same guy, different guy.
Different guy. One was in the South and one was in the North. One was like... Michigan or Wisconsin or some shit, and then one was like down south somewhere. Because, you know, the further north you go, the farther south you get. Yes. So that's going on. And then I guess actual news. What am I doing first here? A little white privilege. Ooh, I can't see if you put it. I can't see my.
Oh, you can't see.
I can't say.
I'm trying to get your microphone to where you're talking into it.
I'm working on it. Let's see. I guess we will start with a little white privilege, shall we?
All right. And archive chat space, Amy Loco. Amy has a cool ass name. Said, ask for a livable wage. Get run the fuck over.
Yep.
Sounds like America.
Yeah. Oh, and people were celebrating the Bernie Sanders thing with him going after Bezos. And then Bezos saying, all right, everybody gets $15 an hour minimum wage. You won't believe what happens next. Or will you? Bezos, apparently, to pay for everybody getting $15 an hour, is taking away certain bonuses and stock options from other employees who perform really well. So,
which will create resentment among them, so they'll blame each other.
Yes, and hey. Anyone who's pro-union. Hey, and probably Bernie Sanders. Hey. You know.
Jeff Bezos, most popular politician in the world.
Isn't he, though? So that was the other. Because I didn't want to say anything, right? Because like, I saw a bunch of people on left who were like, ha-ha, you know, Bernie Sanders didn't even have to pass a bill. And I was like, let's just fucking see what happens first.
Yeah.
And like, that's exactly why I waited.
You're not a billionaire because you're a good person.
Seriously. But he's going to fund some preschools and shit.
Oh, school for boys?
Kinda.
You know what? So that's just white Umar. We've been funding how long we've been funding Bezos School for Boys.
Shit. No, they're actually gonna open a bunch of schools for low income people, but of course not advocate for living wages. And then, of course, because they're charter schools, that means if your kids don't perform well, they can get kicked out.
And they also don't have, like, certain rate. Like, do charter schools...
They don't
schools...
have the same regulations as public schools.
Yeah, so basically, for so low income, that means little nigger and little brown kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, fucking burrito niggers, you know. Yes. Little taco niggers.
Yes.
And whatnot. You know, maybe a little turban nigger. Whatever kind of niggers you got. There's a lot of kinds of them. And, no background checks? Maybe background checks.
I was actually thinking more curriculum-wise. Especially since we live in an era of revising history and, you know, deciding what kids learn and don't learn. So, yeah, I fully see these as training the next little generation of the proletariat intentionally, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That'd be great.
Everybody should know that fucking Harriet Tubman was a thug that stole property.
We should know. She did steal she stole a lot of property.
Actually, that wouldn't be it, though, because, I mean, they do what Texas is already doing any damn way, where it's fucking, they're immigrants that got jobs.
Right. They came here for a better life. Okay.
That's in textbooks right now, folks. Like, while you're worried about some shit fucking Kanye West said, stop following that goofy nigga.
He is. He's so corny. Yeah, so that's happening. So, anyways, getting back to white privilege... And guns.
Guns.
Oh, by the way, I was going to do the story, but I have another tangent. There's someone who follows me on Twitter who listens to the podcast, but he always be tweeting me, like, the next day. He never catches us live. I don't even know if this person is a mouth. This person. So they were like, yeah, because they heard the AK segment, and they were like, yeah, actually the only reason that the right goes with AR-15s is because AK-47s have been... eternally framed as like some commie bastard guns because, you know, they are originally from Russia and used in a lot of communist type things, you know, over like in China and Russia and whatnot. So apparently that's why there's like all this hate about AK-47s, and that's why the right wing, alt-right, whatever you want to call them, uses AR-15s. Because AK-47s are for communists, even though AK-47s are better guns because they're more reliable and don't jam.
So gangster rappers are communists.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, kinda.
A lot of them, Nellyville, man.
Nellyville, folks. You think we're fucking around. Go back to the fucking Cornell Haynes, and he goes by Nelly as a rap singer, just a vocalist in general. And he has an album and a title track called Nellyville. Go listen to that fucking socialist hippie dream shit, that fucking song.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he knew that's what he was doing. I think he just wanted a happy place.
He did. He just was trying to find somewhere happy to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, Florence, South Carolina. Some stuff is going on. Wow. All right. A suspect in the shooting of 7 officers bragged about his gun skills.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, brag? A suspect in shooting how many?
7 officers.
This is an activist.
But, you know, they took him into custody alive because
they respected him.
They respected him. They respected his strong statements about police. The Vietnam veteran and disbarred lawyer is accused.
What?
What's happening? He's a Vietnam veteran and disbarred lawyer is accused of shooting 7 law enforcement officers, killing 1. And had previously bragged about his marksmanship online and his, quote, love for the smell of gunpowder.
Oh, yeah?
Christ. In the years before the deadly standoff, records and social media posts unearthed on Thursday show. Frederick Hopkins lost his law license in the 1980s for mishandling money and faced several minor criminal charges in recent years, including disorderly conduct in 2014. It was around the time of his disbarment, that he got serious about amateur target shooting, according to records and posts. Nigga, you survived Vietnam. You ain't already know how to shoot, though?
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
More details also emerged about the 2-hour standoff in which authorities say Hopkins' gunfire prevented officers from rescuing comrades who lay bleeding on the ground. Who said that?
What? That's actually in the article?
Yes, it's comrades.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Not fellow officers, not colleagues, not co-workers. It fucking says comrades. All right.
Comrades.
So, Hopkins prevented officers from rescuing their comrades, Dovrish, who lay bleeding on the ground. The slain officer, a 30-year veteran, was tearfully described as, quote, the epitome of a community police officer by his chief. Y'all niggas lying. Two wounded city officers were released from the hospital. A third officer was listed in serious but stable condition, the police chief said. He did not know about the conditions of three other wounded sheriff's deputies. Hopkins is accused of opening fire Wednesday from his home in an affluent South Carolina neighborhood after deputies tried to carry out a search warrant. Oh, okay. He also allegedly held children inside in a hostage situation, according to authorities. It was not clear exactly how the confrontation ended. I mean, I think it ended by some niggas getting shot. I think that's how it ended. authorities would only say that the gunman released the children as he was taken into custody. Hopkins was hospitalized with a head injury and unable to speak with officers. Television station WIS reported Thursday. The warrant involved an accusation that a 27-year-old person at the home had sexually assaulted a foster child who lives there, according to Florence County Chief Deputy Glenn Kirby. Back in 2016, this nigga's 74 and out here shooting cops. All right.
Disbarred. Took up, as Amy Loco said in the archive chat room, snorting and spitting while bragging about his marksmanship.
Yes.
And shooting cops.
Yeah.
What is the deal with people in their 70s right now?
They are deciding what they want to be when they grow up.
Okay, well, John McCain made his decision. Trumpelstiltskin said, fuck it, I'm going to run for president as a joke. Oops.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders said, I've been doing this for so many years, I'm finally going to run for president, and found out the Democratic Party ain't Democratic.
He found out.
What else? What other 70-year-olds are fucking wilding? I think Pat Robertson passed 70.
He's gotta be past 70. I don't know, pretty much everybody in Congress right now, right?
Holy shit.
Fucking
yeah.
Feinstein, whatever the fuck Hillary Clinton's ass is doing right now. Anybody who's trying to get Kavanaugh in. How old is Lindsey Graham?
What, Clinton's 70 now? I thought Clinton was late 60s.
I thought Clinton was like 72.
Nah, I thought Clinton was let's look it up.
Google it.
I thought Hillary Clinton was 69 years old right now in this moment.
I dead ass thought she was 72.
Hillary Clinton, we gonna learn something today. Mm. Let's see. Damn, 70 right now.
Hmm.
Damn, born in 1947. That's some shit. Hillary Clinton is only fucking 11 years older than my mother. Ancient history. Jesus Christ. Well, all right. Well,
that also means, you know what that also means, though? It's like basically everybody who's like in their 70s right now was like college age during the civil rights movement.
Yeah, and you see which way some of them went.
Shit.
Who chose what path? Like, one person chained themselves to a black person to protest segregation at their school. One person campaigned with Barry Goldwater.
Huh. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so back in 2016, the 74-year-old Hopkins posted photos on Facebook of guns set up for target practice, bragging he was the state's 2011 three-gun silhouette champion.
Three-gun silhouette champion?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
That sounds like the satire I just wrote.
Is that like when you have like the targets and you have a certain amount and he hits more of like the three-level setup than anybody else?
Wait, silhouette? Oh, is that like the fucking...
I think so.
That are ironically black.
Yes.
That you shoot at.
Yes.
For practice.
Yes.
Fun times. You should have seen the cop's face when I had my hands up in Florida. Because I have my hands up no matter what they stop me for.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you can put your hands down. He said, no, I just read in the news about Florida cops using mugshots of black men for target practice. It was like, oh, You read too much. That's verbatim quote.
Won't stop reading. All right, so he's the three-gun silhouette champion. And in a 2014 post said he celebrated his 70th birthday at a gun range by repeatedly firing his M14 rifle, which he, quote, set up exactly like the one I used in Vietnam. Okay.
What the fuck? When's he getting out? Get this fucker on the show. I just want to hear some stories.
I have been shooting competitively since 1984 and loving it. I just love the smell of gunpowder in the mornings.
He didn't. There's no S on the end of morning.
There is. He said mornings.
All right. He loves the smell of gunpowder in the mornings. I don't want to deal with this story.
I want to just, like, play on the whole, I love the smell of, what the fuck was that one Vietnam movie? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I don't know that.
Oh, that's, that was a line in the movie. Like,
is that the one where Robin Williams is a host, a radio host?
I don't know. There's a lot of Vietnam movies.
Yeah, I only know Full Metal Jacket and I know Dead Presidents.
It was neither of those.
Shit and damn. And Amy Loco said this program is educational and entertaining. Edutainment.
Edutainment is what we do.
What the hell? What? Loco said he dead ass made me scratch my imaginary balls. You just wanted to. I think people say stuff like that in the chat space so they make me say it on the program. And then so they can clip that out and be like, listen to what this motherfucker's saying.
I'm not opposed to this form of trolling, William. Continue.
Somebody in retirement's gonna do it.
Shit. His competitive shooting would have begun around the time he lost his law license over $18,000 and wrongly collected attorney fees. A court order shows that the state Supreme Court in 1984 allowed Hopkins to pay back the debt over time and surrender his license rather than complete a six-month jail term. Court documents also show he was injured in Vietnam and received disability payments, but the filing does not elaborate on the injury. During the standoff, the sheriff's armored personnel carrier was brought in to recover the wounded. These niggas made it sound like it was a fucking war zone. The sheriff's armored personnel carrier was brought in to recover the wounded. Okay. Fire was being shot all over. The way the suspect was positioned, his view of fire was several hundred yards, so he had an advantage, said Kenny Boone, Florence County Sheriff. All right, Kenny. Florence Police Chief Alan Heidler estimated Thursday it took a half hour to reach some of the wounded officers. The slain officer, Terrence Carraway, aged 52 of Darlington, was just shy of 31 years of service with the police department. Heidler described Carraway as the epitome of a community police officer and a guy who laughed all the time. Carraway was a giant of a man, but he was a proverbial gentle giant and I loved him.
You don't care about the cop. What about what's more about the fucking the gunpowder guy? That's about it for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of this is just fucking cop obituary. And he fucking planted drugs on black kids raped some sex workers. Fuck them.
Let's see. Byron Black, who lives near the subdivision and heard the shooting happen, said he knew the slain officer and the children of the suspect and described the family as, quote, good people. You never know when stuff will happen, he said. It's more about the cop. I don't know.
Fuck that.
They're lying about this cop. If you were in trouble, he'd try his best to get you out of it. No, the fuck he didn't. Don't lie.
In trouble for what?
Huh?
In trouble, right? Like, if you're another cop and you're in trouble.
Maybe.
And there's, the freckled menace is, tuned into the program. All right. What in the holy heck darn else you got going on? I have zero show notes. You have all the show notes.
Yes. We have a little, what is this one? Oh, this one is actually a little elder, but we missed it. Because you know how we covered the story about the prisons where they had the inmates got the MP3 players and were downloading tracks for like a dollar and change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and now they're switching to, and I believe that was Florida. And now they're switching to a thing where they have to get like iPads or tablets and none of the music that the inmates bought will transfer over. So they have to buy all the tracks again. And the tracks are like a dollar and they make like fucking 25 cents an hour. So it's, you know,
a
whole day labor to buy two fucking songs.
Yeah, like I wouldn't even want one. Fuck it. I'll just fucking sing to myself.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Right. I'll just fucking, I don't know. I'll sing. Like, I don't know. Senora, she ain't no weak punk. Senora, she does not take shit. Senora, she will load up the clip. She'll go down your hood and leave you all stiff. She'll cock that nine, drop your body and slide all day like a G fool. Cock that nine, drop your body and slide. Mac-10s, Desert Eagles. Like, I'll just make up songs. I don't give a shit. That's totally original. You never heard a tune like that before.
Okay.
This nigga said he has zero freckles. Nigga, Dino Red. Wait, I'm going to click on this nigga's profile picture like a creep. I don't believe him. He's way too light-skinned and not have freckles.
Not all light-skinned people have freckles, William.
I know, right? I'm general-fying. Welcome to the dark-skinned privilege, player.
Don't you have a freckle somewhere?
I have a gray nose hair.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know.
I know.
You think you know. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, he's covered in freckles. But it's my program. I get to set the narrative.
Wow.
I don't have to say things that are true.
All right. So that's what Florida's doing with the inmates. Now, Pennsylvania is also on some bullshit.
Uh-huh.
So the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections announced a host of new restrictions on the way its inmates can interact with the outside world as part of a, quote, all-hands-on-deck approach to prison safety. Part of that includes banning direct book donations to inmates.
All right. Like that cop said, you read too much.
You read too much.
Hell, all that reading gonna make you ignorant. You think about it. What the white man tells you is true. What books you be is reading is bad.
Yes.
There you have it.
Books are bad. We should burn all the books. Previously approved organizations on the outside could mail books or other publications directly to inmates subject to inspection and approval by corrections officers. For example, officials could deny publications they determined to be obscene, racially inflammatory.
Oh, shit.
Which is why they'd be banned in the biography of Malcolm X.
The new Jim Crow.
Or potentially dangerous. Now, no such direct donations are permitted. Instead, the Department of Corrections says it will begin a transition to e-books coupled with a bolstered DOC library system in order to fight the flow of illegal drugs into facilities statewide. Because, you know, that's where all the fucking books or all the drugs are coming from, is from books. People do not smuggle contraband into prison any other way, only through books.
Yeah, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. In addition to banning direct shipment of books and publications to inmates, the DOC announced it will no longer process inmate mail at correctional facilities. Instead, it will go to a processing center where it will be opened, scanned, and then emailed back to individuals. I guess it really sucks if you can't access the internet, huh?
McMurica is a goddamn cartoon. Mm-hmm. Burn it the fuck down. Like, this is like just the worst parts of Europe with glitter on them. Like, really, it's fucking dark ages with Wi-Fi.
Well, what the fuck do you say about capitalism? It's fucking industrialized feudalism, nigga.
Yeah. Like, shit, you'd just be walking down the street thinking, like, I got the freedom to... Cop pulls up and planted something on me, and I don't got the freedom.
Don't got the freedom no more.
And my roommate is Suge Knight, who realized that he should have been all in the videos, dancing... All on the record. Suge, why wasn't you just all in the videos? Dancing. That's what you get. You had a professional life. Nigga, you was a college football player. I don't know if he went NFL for a while, but I know he played college ball.
Mm-hmm.
Security guard for Bobby Brown when it was a relevant job to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then into fucking executive record production. And what do you do with this trajectory of professionalism and just an interesting life? You wanted to beat people the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's it. You just wanted to beat people the fuck up and be a goddamn bully. And now your mark ass is sitting behind that damn bar.
Yeah.
That's the one where white supremacy exists. I ain't blaming them on that one. Nigga, you had it. You was chilling. And oh yeah, keep in mind, there's an individual named Ken Steele. Mm-hmm. He's one of the children of Welsing, follower of Gusty Renegade.
I think you mean Ken Steele. Okay, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Ken Steele.
Yeah, well, he opens his show a little different than we open ours. His trigger warning is repetitive. And, while ours is exhaustive. And he's making a prediction, all right? Ken Steele. Ken Steezy. Made a prediction. Stand by it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They setting up Kanye West to get Bill Cosby'd. All right?
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Sure.
All right? Wise individual.
Yes.
Okay.
Wise.
He uses Bitcoin. That means he knows what he's doing.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, but speaking of Suge Knight, yeah, if y'all don't know, he took the plea for, what was it, 29 years?
28
years. So he's going to be in prison for 28 years. And if he lives to get out and serves all that time, he's going to be like, I think, 81 when he gets out.
Also, he's not going to be able to be like the 70-year-olds that we see right now. You know what? He had those years in his late 20s, you goofy fuck.
Yeah. So congratulations, Suge Knight. That's fun. Anyways, back to this story. So in addition to, they now have to get emails, but her emails, the DLC will also expand its use of drone detection technology and body scanners. The policy changes come on the heels of a statewide lockdown of correctional facilities from August 29th to September 10th into what, a press release called, quote, a series, of cases of staff exposure to synthetic drugs. Now, we covered one of these stories. I would just like to point out that it was overwhelmingly staff and not inmates who had been exposed to drugs, which makes me wonder how much of it was inmate contraband versus somebody else's contraband, maybe.
Yeah, like they're on their fucking 13, 14-hour shift, and they're like, I want to smoke some joints.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a fucking prison. They can probably just... And they have keys to everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can just go into some area that's, like, almost never accessed, fucking take off their shirt, you know, and light up their fucking reefer doobie, smoke it all up, put on some smell good and some lotion, mm-hmm. you know, go get the Visine, put their shirt back on.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fucking chilling. Yeah. You know, like, and I remember when I used to smoke reefer doobies and I didn't really want to be detected. You know, you could also wear gloves because the smell gets on your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the press release, 33 inmates and more than 50 staff members reported being sickened and taken to outside hospitals. According to the DOC, lab results showed that staff and inmates had been exposed to synthetic cannabinoids, also known as K2 or Spice 1.
Yeah, right. That album's been getting played in this house a bit.
But reporting from the Philadelphia Inquirer cites toxicology reports said the staff illnesses were largely a result of a contagious hysteria not caused by exposure itself, but the fear of it. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
The fear of it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes. Phobia. Under the new policies, the DOC says inmates can use tablets to access more than 8,500 e-books. Of course, this access depends on two factors. One, an inmate's ability to purchase a tablet, which costs $147. And two, an inmate's ability to buy ebooks, which cost anywhere from $2.99 to $24.99. If you make 25 cents an hour, how many hours do you have to work to buy a $3 book? That's your whole fucking day. Ah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, do they work all 7 days a week?
I don't know.
Yeah, because like, I mean, if you only get put on task, what, 3 days a week, at the end of the year, how many books you have?
Right.
Fuck a damn.
Yeah. The tablets in Pennsylvania are sold by GTL, a corrections tech company, which has faced criticism from advocacy groups over pricing schemes, profit motive, and monopoly power and privacy policies. Wanda Bertrams, a communications strategist for the prison policy initiative, said in many cases, contracts with private tech companies are an example of prisons shifting costs of incarceration to incarcerated people and their families. Okay.
Shit. Then again, you know what? Because you can't just buy books. They gotta buy deodorant, toothpaste.
Yeah.
Shit, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Industrialized feudalism.
It's amazing. If an inmate can't afford a tablet, they can access books through the prison library. On Twitter, the DOC said inmates still have access to hundreds of free books through libraries and can request titles be added. But Keir Nuringer, a volunteer with Books Through Bars, noted that tens of thousands of individuals incarcerated in state prisons are not going to be satisfied by a couple hundred books in one library. Huh. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, so it sounds a lot like that MP3 player shit they tried to do. Yeah.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
And then I just want to do this one super, super quick because it's funny to me. You know, we talk a lot about SESTA FOSTA. In case you forgot, FOSTA is the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, and SESTA is the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, which basically allows the government to be really fucking nosy about your business and spy on you. And if you talk about sex work in any capacity, you are now guilty of a crime of promoting sex work, which, you know, just Just a quick recap. We've talked about this. This means that like private social media groups or conversations where sex workers are like, hey, this client was really abusive. Watch out for this client. Or sharing harm reduction tips is now illegal to do online, as is advertising, which has increased the amount of sex workers working on the street and the amount of sex workers in danger. So really shitty fucking bill. Now,
all right.
The way that this is being implemented is that if you post an ad selling sexual services somewhere, whoever allowed you to post it is now in trouble, right? That's how Backpage went down, right? That's why Craigslist cut off their personal section. Now, one of the main social media groups that supported Sesta Fosta, because it eliminated their other social media competition, was, anybody guess?
Twitter.
Facebook.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Yes. Now guess, you will not believe what happened. Guess what happened.
All right, what happened? Brett, ma'am, it's not funny.
No, it's gonna be funny.
Yes. Brett Kavanaugh and Pauly Wally Ryan Boy, they found John Boehner, and they started up a game of Red Rover, and then they got the Negros reparations.
No. A Texas woman who says she survived human trafficking is suing Facebook because it was a platform for the sex trade.
Ooh.
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A human trafficking survivor from Texas sued Facebook this week, alleging the social media platform provides human traffickers an unrestricted way to stalk, exploit, recruit, and groom, and extort children into the sex trade. The lawsuit was filed Monday in Houston against Facebook, and the owners of two Houston hotels and Backpage.com. It's a little late to be suing Backpage. The suit seeks $1 million in damages on behalf of a woman identified as Jane Doe, who was 15 years old when she was sexually assaulted in 2012 after being allegedly targeted and recruited by a sex trafficker on Facebook. Facebook did not immediately return an email seeking comment on Tuesday. An attorney for the Dallas-based Backpage did not immediately return a phone call. According to the lawsuit, Facebook would be held liable for the conduct of sex traffickers because the social media site had become a, quote, first point of contact between sex traffickers and children. Facebook not only provides an unrestricted platform to these sex traffickers to target children, but also cloaks them with credibility. Annie McAdams, an attorney for the woman who filed the lawsuit, said her client was befriended by another Facebook user who gained her trust and promised her a modeling job. But McAdams said the other person ultimately forced her into sex trafficking within hours of meeting her.
In hours?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She was raped and beaten by people who paid the trafficker, according to the attorney. McAdams alleges Facebook has not done enough to ensure users aren't able to hide their identities from unsuspecting minors who may be targets of traffickers, or to warn minors of dangers posed by traffickers and how they can operate online. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm reading this sentence right.
Yeah.
Her lawyer sounds like an asshole.
Oh.
It was not just because a pimp did something that Jane Doe was trafficked. That pimp is not able to traffic Jane Doe unless Facebook allowed him access to her. Because you know how pimps have never existed before Facebook, right?
No.
Never. Uh-huh.
The hell? That's the reason why they made Facebook in, like, the year 100.
Yes, they did.
So, like, we got to get ahead of the game.
We do got to get ahead of the game. The lawsuit comes after Trump in April signed the new law aimed at curbing sex trafficking. The law weakens a legal shield for online services that host abusive content, including sex trafficking. The legislation was focused on classified ads like Backpage.com, which claim they aren't the publisher of questionable content, but merely transmitting posts by others.
I mean, quite frankly, patriarchal fathers of daughters are pimps.
Yeah. Well, you protect her virginity until someone else buys it from you.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell is a quinceañera? You're basically buying her the hottest fucking skirt to put her on the block for sale.
Yeah.
And how old is she? When she was victimized?
15.
Hey.
White people have the same thing. That's what that debutante shit is.
But it's a year later, you see? See, yeah, okay. White people are doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Facebook has the technology to be able to potentially develop algorithms to look for indicators of red flags and trafficking, exploitation, and abuse, says Tony Talbot, director of Abolition Ohio, so that's a trash group, a University of Dayton group that works to combat human trafficking. Lies. Lies. Oh, all they're quoting is abolitionists, so I'm kind of done with this article.
Yeah, but they're not abolitionists.
Yeah,
that's not the thing. Like, stop calling them what they want to be called. I'm not on that fucking respect people by what they fucking they want their group to be called. Yeah. They're not abolitionists. They're not pro-lifers. Mm. They are patriots, though.
Mm. Forced birthers.
Forced birthers, chief.
Yes. Yeah, so that's just, you know, interesting to me because Facebook was one of the places who's like, we won't ever get caught up. We support Sesta Fosta.
Well, can I be a, like, a.k.a. Dark Knuckleberg?
Dark Knuckleberg.
Nah, I can't do that. Can't do that. Anyway, that nigga will come fucking try to beat me up and I'll let him so I can get the settlement money.
Yeah, get the settlement money.
I will let Mark Zuckerberg kick my whole entire ass.
But he's also, like, so frail. He's...
Yeah, I will throw myself into those hips. I will assault my fucking face with his hand.
All right, we gotta do the fucked up story, B.
Jeez, that's the closer?
Yeah.
That's because we're at that time. It's 50 minutes.
Shit.
That's what you want to do?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, I'm not giving you much time, all right?
I'll give you until I finish my cuppa.
Okay.
And I'm fucking thirsty.
All right. So this story, if I could actually get to it. No, you're not going to let me do it?
Nah.
Chief. There we go. LaShonda Childs.
Ah.
Yeah. This is a horrible fucking story. So LaShonda Childs was killed by her ex-boyfriend. After about a year of domestic violence and terrorism. Now, I'm looking at this story in particular because, you know, it's going around social media. So there's typical victim blaming. And this is what happens when you want to get with, like, you know, like a crazy nigga, right? Excuse the ableism, right? Or like a wild nigga. You want, like, bad boys. This is what happens. So it's like that type of victim blaming. And people just not reading the actual facts of the case. So I just kind of want to, like, you know, present the facts of the fucking case if we could. So, first of all, she was 17 years old, and this guy was 28, so hugely fucking predatory, like, you know, from the start. He had a bunch of previous arrests for domestic violence, right? And he had been incredibly violent towards her, and her family wasn't really helping her. And now her family's like, we are shocked. We did not see this coming. All right? So keep in mind, she's being victim-blamed in death, and her family and neighbors didn't see it coming. Here's the actual fucking story. A teenager from Dayton died 2 days after, 2 days shy of her 18th birthday after family members said she was unable to get away from domestic violence inflicted by 28-year-old former boyfriend who allegedly hit and bit her in February. LaShonda Childs, age 17, died early Wednesday morning after she was shot Tuesday and driven to the Grandview Medical Center. Childs called 911 before the shooting, giving the dispatcher a Shoup Avenue address and Trendle Goodwin's name and description. Goodwin, was Childs' former boyfriend, was later arrested on a residence on Muma Avenue. According to the 911 call, she said, "This dude got a gun pointed to my boyfriend's head. I've got a restraining order on him. The police told me to call when I see him. I gave you the address. Just send somebody out here. I'm scared. He's got a gun. I can't talk. I'm in a bad situation." That was her 911 call.
Motherfuckers didn't see it coming. Tell you right now, remember this name, Guy Hunkin, spelled phonetically. If he fucking beats the shit out of a woman, a cis woman, trans woman, the femme person,
mm-hmm.
or accused of murder, killing one, somebody, I'm not surprised. I'll step forward and be like, "Hell yeah, I saw that shit coming. Knew that fucker in elementary school. He used to flip out and fucking punch walls into broken. As an elementary school child, he broke walls with his fists. In rage fits." Right? Not like a child throwing a fit on the ground crying, but he get pissed off because no tears came out. He was just mad. There were no fucking, like, sad emotional feelings. Just, I'm pissed off because I didn't get what I want. I'm gonna punch this fucking wall now. And no fucking didn't see it coming. I still remember his name because that kid freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might name a few more. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Police were dispatched to multiple scenes for the incident. Part of Shoup Avenue was blocked off. Investigators went to Grandview Medical once it was learned a victim had been taken there. Police in the neighborhood interviewed by People in the neighborhood were interviewed by Homicide Squad and Special Victims Unit detectives and said they heard, quote, a number of gunshots and saw a vehicle speed away. Police apprehended Goodwin at 6:20 p.m. Tuesday. He is being held in Montgomery County Jail. He's currently held on felonious assault, but now that the victim is dead, his charges are going to be upgraded to murder charges. The Montgomery County Coroner's Office said Child's autopsy happened Wednesday, and her death was ruled a homicide due to gunshot wounds to the head. Shit. Goodwin allegedly hit and bit LaShonda Childs in February and recently threatened to kill another woman who suggested he get help after he posted about suicide on Facebook, according to Dayton police records. Child's brother, Jaylon, said his younger sister had a bright spirit. She was really in the process of leaving him this time, but it was basically a fatal attraction.
Of what?
Let's just blame the victim, shall we?
Mm-hmm. A fatal attraction. That's beyond blaming the victim. That's almost like saying the shit was some sort of beautiful destiny, God's plan, thy will be done type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever happens to him, we can't get our sister back, but as long as justice is served, there may be some peace. And then he also went on to say that he was hurt because they'd always been close, but as her older brother, he should have protected her.
Woulda, but didn't?
Didn't, apparently.
He's kind of like, you expected me to have something wise to say. I got fucking nothing.
Nina Childs, LaShonda's mother, said Goodwin initially told her daughter that he was 20 years old and not in his late 20s around September 2017. Nina said her daughter first tried to get away from him a couple months after that. Nina said there was an altercation between Goodwin and her daughter September 2018. And on September 15th, 2018, Nina alleged Goodwin shot up her house. We didn't see it coming. Her family and friends are saying we didn't see it coming. He shot up their house 2 weeks ago.
And where were the white people trying to stop black on black crime then?
She said, this is very devastating. It's something that'll be devastating for the rest of my life. Based on the fact that he felt if he couldn't have her, nobody could, but she didn't belong to him. This was my child. Nina said Goodwin sent her son a text message saying he didn't care about going to jail. We didn't see it coming, guys.
No, I saw it coming.
And let's see. And Facebook posts appearing to belong to Goodwin and Child show a contentious relationship with many people commenting before and after Child's death. On February 19th, 2018, Goodwin was arrested after Child told police he hit her in the face and bit her during an argument about text messages. Goodwin was arrested that day, and jail records show he served 19 days of a 180-day sentence for misdemeanor assault.
19 days.
19 days.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't even get 10 twice.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, now this was in court. They obviously knew that they were in some sort of, had been, in some sort of romantic sexual relationship, and she was a minor, and he was 28. But 19 days.
But she black. They don't, who gives a fuck?
Fast tail girls.
Yep.
Goodwin was also ordered not to have contact with Childs, receive home detention, and ordered to receive counseling. On September 10th, 2018, he was told to continue his probation for another year because he violated his probation terms.
I think he violated a lot more than that.
He did.
Fucking kill him.
On September 22nd, a woman told Dayton police Trenny Mack, which is his Facebook name, threatened to kill her after she suggested he get help, but she didn't wish to pursue charges. Nobody knew this was coming, though. Nobody knew this was fucking coming. The woman also said she knew Child's name. The officer wrote that he deduced it was Goodwin and knew about his issues with an ex-girlfriend. And a week earlier, the same Dayton officer responded to a complaint about shots fired in a residence in North Upland. Also, you should know, Goodwin received community service after pleading guilty to a 2016 felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon. His probation ended 1 year after what could have been 5 years, according to court records.
Police do not care about black men being armed if they think they're just going to harm other black people.
Particularly black women. Yeah. Dayton police also show a history of altercation between Goodwin and various women, including his mother, his sister, and ex-girlfriends. Goodwin has been booked on the Montgomery County Jail about 15 times for various offenses starting in 2011. But most of the cases were not actually prosecuted. So, what I just want to do real quick, if I fucking just...
If you may.
If I may get there. is that article, like, it was kind of disjointed with timelines. It didn't have every single... I actually read this article, I'm not even kidding, on 9 different websites. And everyone had, like, a few details, some of the other ones missed, and a little bit more about the timeline.
Yeah.
So I just went through all of them, took notes, and did the timeline. So I just want to remember, today they're saying we didn't see it coming, right?
Today. Today. October 4th, 2018.
Yes. So I just want to read the fucking timeline. What? If it will load for me. Come on.
No.
No. Why won't it load, William?
Huh?
You broke it?
It loaded.
You broke it?
Yeah.
Why you break it?
Because somebody bought it for you and I was like, I'm going to ruin her stuff.
That's horrible.
Oh, and you put it on the Reading in the Shade page.
Yeah, I did. I have the timeline there if I could fucking get to it.
That's all right. That's all right.
All right. No, don't open the whole link. I just want the
That's what you get for including the link.
That's what I get for including the link? That doesn't seem right. Uh-oh.
All right. How does it start?
It starts off with the timeline. September 2017, she starts dating this man who said he was 20 when he was actually 28. December 2017, she tries to leave him. So September, so October, November, December, she finds out he's 28, tries to leave. And there are allegations of abuse. February 2018, so 2 months after that, he's arrested for hitting and biting her, serves 19 days of his 180-day sentence. Over the next few months, he hit her, pulled a gun on her, violated the order of protection, and said he didn't care about going to prison over a murder charge in a text message to her. He called her house up to, or called her cell phone number up to 70 times a day on several occasions, and broke her phone if she spoke to anyone else. The restraining order had since expired, and she couldn't get a new order of protection because he was never home when police tried to serve it. So, right, so she got the order of protection for the actual time he went to jail for 19 whole days. Couldn't get a new order of protection. He's stalking her, following her, breaking her phones. And at this point, he also attacked her and, as she said, ripped her weave off so bad she had bald spots, threw her into a wall, punched her, hit her, set her new cell phone on fire.
And if you think the police are here to protect people... Right, they couldn't serve him because he was never home, but they can put a warrant out for you, and whenever they catch you, they got you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So this is all going on from February to September, okay? So September 12th, she has a new restraining order. He finds out, shoots up her house September 15th, 3 days later.
That's his response to a restraining order.
Yes. He shot up her house on the... Now, mind you, this happened this week. She died yesterday. So between yesterday and September 15th, they couldn't find this nigga for violating a restraining order and shooting up her house.
September 15th.
And it's also worth noting, from the way all these articles sound, it sounds like she did not live with her family. Like she was living on her own as an adult.
Well, because she's a 17-year-old black girl. She's been grown for like 5 years.
She's been grown. Right. And then September 21st, she made a Facebook post about all the abuse she has suffered and how she isn't safe in her own home, and that he stole another phone and set it on fire. He responded to her Facebook post and said, if I can't have you, nobody can, and then posted on his own Facebook page, this bitch keeps saying I've been doing all this shit, but she never really leave me.
She's trying to.
Yeah, exactly. She's trying to fucking leave you, right? Now, this is going... And now we go fast forward to September 22nd. He threatens to kill another woman who was talking to him on Facebook about how he's unhinged and dangerous and, like, you know, get some help, my brother. Threatened to kill that woman, all right? And now, Tuesday, October 2nd, calls 911, says he's at her house with a gun. October 3rd, she dies from her injuries and her birthday would be tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And... So 15 other arrests for domestic incidents involving past partners, sisters, and his mother. But nobody knew what was going to happen. They can't believe he killed her.
And you know when some conservative nigga that was beefing with us, he did some shit about like not all black lives matter. But he didn't mention niggas like this.
Of course not.
He just talked about single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
As them niggas tend to do. Because single mothers are way worse than this nigga. Hell, single mothers are bad at all. Right? Yeah. I said way worse.
Yeah.
Like, unless she's fucking, like, fucking beating the kids with wire hangers, I don't really see the bad. Plastic hangers are bad, too.
Plastic hangers. Sore cords.
Yeah. Don't hit kids. Don't hit They're kids. Really small and weak.
Yeah, don't hit kids.
Not a formidable opponent. All right, take your day out on a white man.
Just get a punching bag. Like, a literal punching bag.
A white man's belly. That's a punching bag. Come on.
But yeah, so it's just like, I had to go through all these fucking stories to put together this timeline, and it was just like, every like month, every other month, like some shit was popping off, and nobody was helping her. It was like, oh, we should have protected her. We didn't see it coming. And it's like, now police are interviewing his exes. There's at least like two other exes that said that they were physically abused by this guy. They're interviewing his mom. They're interviewing one of his sisters. They're looking at his old weapons charges. And it's just like, I'm not sure how many chances it's going to take before you thought this was going to happen. Or you just didn't care because it was constantly, consistently black women that were being abused by this guy. But it's, you know, domestic violence is a key indicator of future violence. And y'all really just don't care.
Nope. And, damn, man, I would... Shit, man. I'd like for, like, Democracy Now or somebody to cover this.
Yeah.
I bet if we could get their attention on it, they would. Because Democracy Now will do that. They'll bring on black feminist scholars to talk mm-hmm. about it. The Intercept does that shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremy Scahill had a black woman professor and had her come on and, you know, riffing, misogyny, or all that was cracking.
Bree, follow me on Twitter.
Bree Joy?
Yeah.
Follows you?
Yeah.
I mean, you should hit her up and be like, nigga, what's cracking with that gangster shit and whatever you niggas talk about?
I very much doubt Bree talks like that.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She does. I heard her. I saw her. I saw her at the Burger King, and she was like, man, what's cracking, nigga? And I was like, it ain't nothing. She was like, you know, nigga, I'll fuck you up. And I was like, I respect that. And she was like, I don't need you to respect shit, nigga. I'll just do it. I just felt like letting you know, nigga. I don't need your respect. When I want your respect, I'll smack it out your fucking ears. That's how Bree talks.
Bree did not talk like that.
Yeah. These are the facts. Listen to her podcast. She has a podcast, nigga.
Yeah, I've heard it. She doesn't talk like that.
Nah, but that's how she speaks then, if it's not how she talks.
Nigga.
Then it's how she articulates, if it's not how she speaks.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
It's how she hablars.
Then it's how she communicates. Communicate starts with the same letters as communist. Think about that. All right. Comrade, nigga. This here is the Wine Cellar. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. That was not the wisest story to end on.
What?
I don't even know. Should we retitle this? I titled it for the Sester Foster.
Oh, I told you we're going to spend the time here.
Yeah, we're going to keep it on the Sester Foster in all the title. Right. And then this will just be the ill shit that's in there. I mean, who's surprised that this story's covered in the Wine Cellar?
Right.
Because where the fuck else is it going to get covered?
Kind of on Twitter, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, there's maybe some niggas out there. Somebody's covering it. A gang of niggas got podcasts. It's not just us anymore. It's not 2012 anymore.
I don't see a lot of other podcasts covering this, though.
No.
Or at least not, like, from that particular angle. It's just like, you know, a general, she died, domestic violence is serious, we need to do better. But, like, I don't see people, like, reading a bunch of articles and, like, breaking down the entire fucking timeline of it.
No, really, I bet you type in two words, Cosby, Kanye. There you go. That's what you're going to get out of most of the black podcast world.
Yeah.
Cosby and Kanye right now.
Shit.
As if either of them are worth fucking listening to ever.
Mm.
Kanye West ain't educating nobody about no goddamn prison slavery. Kanye West is getting his clicks up because he has nothing else to do. And he is literally just, he matriculated downward to just being an internet troll.
Well, I heard that he's supposed to move back to Chicago to start making music again or something.
Nah, man, just fucking just stay in that Kardashian house and just stay there and eat some sandwiches or something. All right, again, paypal.me/Phoenix and William, patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Yeah, oh, no comments came in after, this man denied his frecklery. Nothing else happened after that. All right. All right, you folks, and Amy Loco came and kicked it with us. I think there's a couple of Amy Locos that fuck with the program.
Yes.
All right, that'll be that. That's your wine cellar. Have a good one.